Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Christian and the Riches. Chapter 6. Crucial cautions for the relationship with riches. Topic: C. The gain of prescience. The point of caution in the relationship with riches that we will seek to address in this topic, in a sense, is a derivation of the one that we considered earlier about the excessive space that a person gives to one's own soul. Thus, when the human being expands the space of one's soul to the point of finding oneself worthy of valuing oneself beyond what is convenient or of thinking that one is worthy of idolizing oneself, one will often also tend to want to expand the space of one's soul for it to be idolized or excessively served by one's fellow men. Nevertheless, the consequences of these unbridled impulses, in which some individuals think they are worthy that others are always serving them, may trigger levels of much pain and distress for themselves, but also for many people around those who adopt these kinds of positions. When people begin to think of themselves beyond what is convenient, they soon also tend to believe that they can impose themselves on others to achieve their goals, thus entering the sphere of what is called in the scriptures oppression or the attempt to attain gain through oppression. And if we look a little more closely at the term oppression or the verb to oppress, we can see, according to some comments from the online Bible associated with Strong's lexicon, that oppression, or the action of oppressing, expresses the attitude where some people try to take control over the others' lives. And this, with the purpose of exercising power or domination over or against their fellow men to obtain gains from others for themselves. In addition, another term that in the scriptures goes hand in hand with oppression is the term extortion, or the act of trying to extort one's fellow men, which is also related to trying to intimidate, dominate, or subjugate other people to extract gains for those who practice the extortion attempts. And these attempts may reach the point where some people shamelessly try to plunder even the neediest, those close to them, or even their own family members, as exemplified in the text below. Ezekiel 22, 29, 12, and 7. The people of the land have used prescience, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppress the stranger. In you they take bribes to shed blood, you take usury and increase, you have made profit from your neighbors by extortion, and have forgotten me, says the Lord God. In you they have made light of father and mother, in your midst they have oppressed the stranger, in you they have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. Therefore, in the world, there are many people who, by allowing themselves to be involved in the deceitfulness of riches, begin to prefer to obtain their gains through the oppression and extortion of their fellow men instead of seeking to attain them through the means of just and honest activities with which they could engage. And once material riches become more important to some than people, it is negatively impressive what human beings do in relation to their fellows to obtain this type of riches. For this reason, the point of caution of the current topic concerning the relationship with riches aims to cooperate so that, first, a person is careful not to allow oneself to be involved by the desire for riches to the point of leaning towards the oppression and extortion of others. Second, a person is careful not to let one's heart be involved by the domination or by the distorted interests of others who want to exploit him or her inappropriately. Below we see exemplified, then, the two situations mentioned in the previous paragraph, as follows. Zechariah 7, 9-10. Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien, or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. You were bought at a price, do not become slaves of men. In the scriptures, on the one hand, it is clearly described that in human life, legitimate differences may occur in the amounts of possessions and wealth that different people in the world possess. In society, There are people with goods and riches who count on God's endorsement for their lives, for they do not establish their souls in the trust of riches and also keep in mind that a person's life does not consist of the goods that one possesses. On the other hand, there are also people in the world who, among other things, lack material goods even because they are lazy, unwilling to work, careless in managing the wealth that comes into their hands, or because they spend most of their resources on unprofitable things. Nevertheless, when people, already from the posture of their hearts, want to obtain material riches through the extortion or oppression of their fellow men, any acquisition of riches by these types of actions or ways does not have the endorsement or the blessing of the Lord over their lives, a criterion that equally applies to all individuals. Therefore, God has never been, is, or will ever be an accomplice or connivance with anyone who associates with the deceitfulness of riches to obtain an increase in their earnings at the price of the oppression of their fellow men. Even the very access to fellowship and contemplation of the Lord in His beauty is not granted to those who want to take advantage of the gain of oppression, as is also described by the prophet Isaiah in the text that follows below. Isaiah 33:14-18. The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness has seized the hypocrites, who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He will dwell on high, his place of defense will be the fortress of rocks, bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, they will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate on terror, where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? Thus, the person who longs for gains from oppression pays a very harmful price for one's life because by abstaining from fellowship with the Lord, in exchange for the desired inadequate gain, one troubles oneself and may reach the point of not even thinking in one's heart that God investigates one's mind and actions or that He is knowledgeable of all one's doings. As the inclination to achieve gains from oppression interposes itself in a person's relationship with God, it has the potential to lead an individual to live under a personal conscience that even goes so far as to consider that God does not exist or as if the exploitation of the innocent would never come to be rebuked and chastened by the Lord, which, in turn, may lead to an even more intense inclination to the oppression of others. Let us see below two more examples of texts also related to what was exposed in the last two paragraphs. Proverbs 15:27. He who is greedy for gain, or for unjust gain, troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. Psalms 10:3-11. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, he blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God, God is in none of his thoughts. His ways are always prospering, your judgments are far above, out of his sight, as for all his enemies, he sneers at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression, under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places he murders the innocent, his eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless. He lies in wait secretly, as a lion in his den, he lies in wait to catch the poor, he catches the poor when he draws him into his net. So he crouches, he lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten, he hides his face, he will never see. In other words, those who place their souls and their goals of gains above the principles of the heavenly kingdom are also those who may fall into wanting to be the supreme advisors of their own souls, inappropriately exalting themselves, trying to elevate themselves to the level or above of God, ending up seeing themselves as independent of God, or no longer fearing God. And this, in turn, probably will also lead them not to respect their fellow men and may even reach the point of becoming people who multiply pain and oppression on others. In the theme The Gospel of the Creator, we also addressed several aspects of the consequences that may come from a person ceasing to fear God. Therefore, if one does not fear God, whom else will one respect in one's greedy desires? Thus, those who give themselves individually to the deceitfulness of riches and begin to take pleasure in what the deceit offers them also put themselves in the way of troubling the things and those around them. By inclining to the idolatry of avarice, covetousness, or dishonest gain, they distort their ways of life, introduce oppressions into their own homes, corrupt their relationships, and trouble the professions and works over which they rule or have influence. That is, those who rejoice in the gains of extortion, because of their covetousness, idolatry of themselves, their positions, and their things, multiply oppression wherever they go and exert influence, aspects mentioned several times in the scriptures, as some more texts below show us. Jeremiah 22:13. Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without wages and gives him nothing for his work. Proverbs 29:4. The king establishes the land by justice, but he who receives bribes overthrows it. Proverbs 28:16. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. Jeremiah 22:17. Yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your covetousness, for shedding innocent blood, and practicing oppression and violence. So, markedly evil days are those in which the imposition of yokes and heavy burdens is placed even on those already under poverty or affliction. Amos 5:11-15. Therefore, because you tread down the poor and take grain taxes from him, though you have built houses of hewn stone, yet you shall not dwell in them, you have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. Therefore the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord God of hosts will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Those who allow themselves to be dominated by earthly ambitions and riches are also those who try to oppress further and subjugate people who are already beset by pain and distress. They are individuals who act by exploiting the fragility of other people, as they want to use them for themselves and to expand their own projects or even empires that they create and build. Even having goods and properties in high quantity, many individuals are driven by greed to try to oppress even those who have little, making themselves bold in their purpose of obtaining large profits in the times of distress of others. In the world, there are people who wait and even delight in seeing others weaken to then entangle them in their nets that they set up to benefit from those they see as less opportunistic and less intelligent than they are. And the networks or one purse of the greedy may range from networks of relationships around their greed, networks of boycotts of those who are not part of their networks, networks of shady businesses, and so on. Nevertheless, when thinking that they are profiting from their networks, those who seek the gain of oppression do not realize that they themselves are the first who are running into becoming imprisoned in the deceitfulness that acts behind their own networks and their folly. Let us take a look once more at the two texts already mentioned earlier. Proverbs 1:10-19. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood," Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them, keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely, in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood, they lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, it takes away the life of its owners. Jeremiah 17:11. As a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by right, it will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end he will be a fool. The scriptures show us that many people even get very rich in their ambitions that are associated with the gains of oppression or extortion. However, even if they come to have abundant riches, what awaits these people in the end, if they do not come to have an encounter with genuine repentance of their evil deeds, is the foolishness of trusting in temporary goods, just as was the example of the rich man called a fool by God in the parable exposed by the Lord Jesus Christ and already approached above. On the other hand, although what we saw above has already been a lot concerning the current topic, in their foolishness for the gains of oppression, some people go even further in their corrupted intentions and reach the point of making use of propositions and actions that make them constitute networks to ensnare people using the very name of God or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. And if this last type of foolish attraction for earthly riches, which some people who claim to serve God propagate, is accepted, its propositions act as intense leaven to leaven the good lump and to corrupt entire houses because they are moved not by the Lord, but by greed, as the following texts also warn us. Titus 1, 10-11. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. 1 Corinthians 5, 6-11. Your glorying, or boasting, is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother, who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. In the world, there are many people who claim to be shepherds of the flock of God, but whose aim is the gain of oppression and to exploit the people they claim to want to shepherd. These kinds of individuals use subtle words with the appearance of godliness, but what they want is to extort their fellow men under the banner of pretended piety, uttering words that do not indeed or genuinely come from the eternal Lord. Thus, when men and women who think of themselves more than is convenient take control of the lives of others, because they are moved by human passions, they may trouble and lead people to severe deviations in their lives, as God also warns us through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 3:12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people! Those who lead you cause you to err, and destroy the way of your paths. Therefore, it may happen that a network, a community, or one purse driven by greed even provides material gains quicker to its members, but what is the meaning or value of this if this results in a person turning away from the path or will of God for one's life? An assembly, congregation, institution, or community that calls itself Christian, but that surrenders to the domination of people eager for gains of oppression, can very quickly become a net or one purse that imprisons people and destroys the ways that God has for each individual in particular. When an institution, assembly, congregation, community, or its leaders assume the role of guiding people, this collectivity becomes corrupted, for it seeks to exchange the guidance for people's lives that should be done by the one head Christ with the direction of men or women whose interest is increased gain for themselves and increased domination over their fellow men. God instructs Christians to meet and support each other with the intent of encouraging each other to seek and continue to grow in the personal knowledge of the Lord. However, Christians are not called by God to offer protection and spiritual coverage from some to others, much less to do so with the aim of material gain and the extortion of some to the detriment of others. In other words, the spiritual covering over each Christian belongs exclusively to Christ, just as the gifts of God are not granted to Christians to be commercialized. Aspects seen in the theme The Gospel of the Glory of God and the Glory of Christ and several others, and also in the topics that follow later in the present material. Thus, it can be crucial for a Christian to know that in the world, there are several projects, structures, entities, communities, and institutions in which those who lead them have specialized themselves in extorting, without any shame, the riches and the lives of other people. And some of the most avid among them are precisely those projects that claim the desire to help people or that offer religious provisions in exchange for the material resources of the people who come to them. Unfortunately, there are in the world many people who go from bad to worse and may reach even a point where they surrender so intensely to the fascination of riches that they want to plunder or extort, particularly the truly fearful children of God, for the spirit of oppression is contrary to the spirit of the freedom that is granted in Christ Jesus. Galatians 4:29. But, as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Given this, it is also crucial for a Christian to know that the Scriptures do not mask the actions of those who try to attain gain by oppression, not even when they try to hide their evil intentions by supposedly putting the name of God upon them. On the contrary, the Scriptures expose them with great light so that those who practice these evil acts may repent, as well as those who are targets of their oppression may be careful not to be imprisoned by those who want to exploit them. In addition, even before approaching some final aspects of how to position oneself so as not to give in to the attractions or the actions that seek the gains of oppression, we understand that it is worth highlighting here that the attempts to obtain gains of oppression may be carried out by people in the most diverse conditions in which they find themselves. Although the Scriptures, perhaps, mention more frequently the actions of oppression caused by those with more wealth towards those who have less, they also mention the attempts to cause oppression among those who find themselves in similar conditions of poverty or even in situations of submission to others. Although some employers, for example, may set themselves up as those who aim to obtain gains of oppression from their employees, there are many employers who establish an appropriate and correct relationship with employees. Similarly, there may be many employees who see their jobs as an honest way to obtain financial provisions for themselves, but there may also be many employees who perform jobs aiming at the gains of oppression. There are many employees who do not work properly, and some even try to oppress their employers due to their dependence on the workforce they have on their employees. Therefore, the inclination to the gains of oppression is, first and foremost, a position of the heart. And for this reason, it can manifest itself in all spheres and human activities. Proverbs 28:3-4. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Proverbs 22:16. He who oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he who gives to the rich, will surely come to poverty. Titus 2:9-10. Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Ephesians 6:9. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Colossians 4:1. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. And finally, in this topic, as in all other aspects related to the deceitfulness of riches, we would like to mention again that it is only in the instruction and the dependence on the Lord that a person can be freed both from the aspect of not being oppressive towards others and from the aspect of not being subject to the oppression of others, as exemplified in a few more texts below. Psalm 62:7-10. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge, is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people, pour out your heart before him, God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie, if they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery, if riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Proverbs 4:10-18. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom, I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction, do not let go, keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun, that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. Only God can deliver people from the attempts of those who want to use them for their gains of oppression and extortion. For this reason, the prayer to God for help and protection so that the attacks of the oppressors do not prosper against their lives should always be a central point for those who exercise trust not in themselves, in their wealth, or possessions, but in the eternal Lord who sees everything and everyone, and before whom everything and everyone is patent, entirely manifested, or completely exposed. Proverbs 28:5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Psalms 10:16-18. The Lord is King forever and ever, the nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble, you will prepare their heart, you will cause your ear to hear. To do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. Proverbs 22:22-23. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, nor oppress the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause, and plunder the soul of those who plunder them. Psalms 118:8-9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.